I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Bill Vita for a preview of the upcoming meeting of the Marquette City Commission, which is scheduled for this Monday at 7 p.m. at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Topping the agenda for the evening is a public hearing that will be taking a look at a proposed rate increase for power consumers from the Marquette Board of Light and Power. Here's more on that public hearing with Marquette City Manager Bill Vita.
We have an independently elected Board of Light and Power, and we have an independently elected City Commission. And the charter for the city provides that the Board of Light and Power is exclusively responsible for running the electric utility, figuring out what the rates are supposed to be, and that once the City Commission confirms they agree with what the rate structure looks like, 30 days later, those new rates go into effect.
Okay.
So, you know, unlike if this were a city department or, you know, some other kind of body that was chartered by the City Commission to do something, this is a little bit different because the PLP has their own elected board. So the same kind of things that you see with the dialogue that goes around, did you think about this? Did you think about that? You know, how did we get to this result? You don't have that between the City Commission and the BLP. The only authority that the City Commission has is either to confirm the rates or not. And so how this gets explained to the community can be challenging sometimes because, in effect, the City Commission's role is to act like what the Public Service Commission does for all the other utilities in the state of Michigan. And so what to us would look like kind of just one more routine get together of local government. Mm-hmm. It's really a lot more sophisticated and important check and balance in the way that services provided to all the residents here and to make sure that it's being done in a cost effective way and that it's not going to be onerous or disruptive to the community.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a lot of different views on that. And in this particular case, I'm very proud of our community because they've been very vocal, you know, whether they're in favor of the rates or whether they're not in favor of the rates, there's been nobody hesitating to offer their view. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what we started out this kind of interview session on, is hoping to get people interested in these kind of issues and taking part. And I can tell you, you know, there's residential users, there's large rate payers and businesses, there's all kinds of different classes of users that enjoy service from the BLP, and there's all kinds of different perspectives around it. And so there's a very robust community dialogue around what should happen. And it's critical to come to this public hearing because hopefully if we can get to a point where the BLP and the commission are of equal mind, then a decision could be made.
Now, so, in terms of someone that may wish to come and speak at the public hearing, the background of the presentation was already made at the previous meeting, so they should check out agenda notes and right. things along those lines, which are available on the website.
Right. There's the presentation. Everything is available from the last meeting. There was a working session, and it was pretty well covered by the press. Mm-hmm. The protocol with working sessions is minutes really aren't kept. You know, there's supposed to be free-form dialogue mm-hmm. for the different bodies to really kind of get under the issues and get their own information, you know, if they need a better understanding and kind of ask it. So if you want, there's probably tape somewhere you could roll from media reports on that. But, mm-hmm. you know, at this point, whether you're for the rates, whether you'd like to see the rates changed, if you have any questions about what all went into this, whether you're asking the BLP on Monday night or whether you're asking the City Commission on Monday night, it's really, really important because this one is going to hit you in your pocketbook one mm-hmm. way or another.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Bill Vita. The meeting again will be held at 7 p.m. at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.